Major introductions. Senator Atkinson.
Madam Chair, good morning. I move we introduce LC 13 and LC 36 as committee measures.
Senator Atkinson moves that we introduce LC 13 and LC 36 as committee measures. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Marjorie, for the record, will you please read the LCs and the relating clauses relating to clauses?
LC 13 will be printed as Senate Bill 1023, and it reduces the amount transferred from the state school fund for certain grants and other issues. LC 36 will be printed as Senate Bill 5583, and it's relating to state finance.
Okay, these LCs will be available as printed measures after they have a first reading on the Senate floor, which will be soon. I will close the public hearing and work session on Senate Resolution 4. Is that what we...
No.
Okay. All right.
Open the public hearing. Senate Resolution 4.
Okay. I will close the Senate hearing on government affairs. Well, let's see. What are we doing now?
We're doing public hearing.
Okay. Open a public hearing on Senate Resolution 4. Do we have some sign-ups to testify?
Do you need to testify on my bill, or it's pretty clear?
I think I'll sign up this time.
Okay. We have no sign-ups. Senator Atkinson, are you familiar with the bill, or would you like to have Senator Yee testify in?
I'm familiar with it.
I think we're all pleased with your work, Senator Yee, and I would like to commend you for the work that you've done.
Thank you.
You've worked with a lot of people on this issue, and that you have a lot of frustration and concern about the economic situation Oregon is in,
mm-hmm.
and we thank you for all your hard work. And if you'd like
Thank
to
you.
Address your bill now, just for a moment, we'd like to have you do that if you'd like to.
Well, I have a 7-page testimony. If you want me to provide testimony, I can. Or
if you would like to, you have copies for each of the committees?
Yes.
All right, let's give each of the members that, and then are you going to present that testimony on the floor?
Yes. Okay, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's wait and do that then.
Okay.
So I don't have to have you do it twice.
Okay.
And again, I thank you for all your hard work.
Yes. I just want mm-hmm. to call the committee's attention to the chart. I think the chart, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if you would turn to the very last page where it shows three graphs. The first graph shows the expenditures has gone, used 1985 as example. It was $60 million in budget, and today is $473 million in budget. So it's gone up 8 times. And the FTE has gone up from 1985 being 70 in 1985, and today it's 149 in the very last year. 2001 FTE is shown as 149
from 70 in 19
from 19 I just used 1985. In 15 years they have spent $2.45 billion. And what do we have as a result? If you look at the third graph, the Oregon per capita income as percentage of U.S. income has gone down ever since then. So, and distressed communities have increased, and poverty rate in Oregon has increased. So what result do we have? That's why there are a lot of concerns that members have and urge the department to take action to improve the economy. I think the idea is we need to have accountability and performance of the department. I think especially at a time of serious budget crisis, We really need to concentrate on their performance and accountability, and that's what the resolution is all about. But don't you think this is pretty telling?
Very good chart. It is a very good chart. And Senator Atkinson, I just might share with you that Senator Yee and I sat on the Ways and Means Committee hearing this department during the regular session, and we were both very frustrated with not being able to have accurate data and have figures that we asked for provided for. So it's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully this one step towards improvement.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Senator.
I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
If there are no questions, then I will...
I'll just submit my seven-page testimony for the record.
Do you want to give us a copy to the staff now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And provide each Senator Atkinson and I with a copy as well.
Copy.
Yes, and the report, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I will close the public hearing.
Oh, Madam Chair, and also Ralph Shaw's testimony. He is chairman of Governor's Economic Advisors Council, and he has some very good ideas about how to improve the economy. And one of them, he says that we need to improve upon opportunity for high technology investment. Our high technology industries is at the very last stage of their technology. They need to have new ideas and new people, and they encourage higher education and high technology get together and do something to attract world-class scientists to teach in our university and attract high-quality students so that when they graduate, they have new ideas and new motivation to start new industries. So I think he has some very good ideas. I want you to pay special attention to page one. It says, Oregon Health Science University received 10 patents. Oregon State University 2, University of Oregon 1, and the Oregon Graduate Institute of Science and Technology 0. Meanwhile, the University of Washington received 42 patents, and Washington State University Research Foundation garnered 13. So we really do not produce any new ideas to bring in new industries. So that's why he's very concerned and believe that something needs to be done in our higher education system, and high-tech industry should get together and work something out.
That's one of the things that you've worked on last session, Senator Atkinson, and amazing to see those figures, and I haven't seen that report before, but
yes.
We'll read it thoroughly.
Yeah, page one
report,
and read page six also. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge report, and he has some really good ideas. He said they get together twice every quarter to assess the economy and help our economists in predicting the trend, and he predicts there's a lot of dark clouds in the horizon.
Really?
Uh-huh. And really,
does the Economic Development Community Development Department work closely with him in that?
Good question. He say he hasn't seen anyone from Economic Development Department attending these meetings. He say once in a while the International Trade Division sends somebody, but nobody from the department.
Obvious that that would be something that the Economic and Community Development Department would be involved in.
They need to do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Resolution 4. Senator Yee.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Resolution 4 to the floor with a do adopt recommendation.
Senator Yee moves that we send SR 4 to the Senate floor with a do adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. The carrier, of course, will be Senator Yee.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And again, we thank you very much for your work. Is there any other discussions or business to come before the committee at this time? Seeing none, the committee members, we have to reconvene for later today, and I'll let you know, or Marjorie will let you know. We'll let you know as soon as possible. And we are adjourned until further notice.
Okay.
Yes, Marjorie.
What does it look like?
Taking notes, Marjorie.